Ah, good evening. I guess you thought this podcast wasn't about to start, but it is indeed about to start. I'm driving home, and I hope you like the intro. I'm now editing and doing intros whilst driving on the iPhone using my Audio Boo, and tonight I'm trying out my Spoffle, which is a windshield used on microphones, slipped over the end of my iPod, so hopefully we've got less peas and perhaps slightly less popping and slightly less noise. Anyway, the purpose of this evening's ramble was just to follow up on a post that I decided to write today, just about discount and voucher codes. Started off with a little an RSS feed that I received today, and I was doing a little bit of reading first thing this morning, and I came across a statistic which I either missed at the time or has only just been published, and it said that between November and December in 2008, the amount of times that people searched on the phrase discount voucher on Google raised by a staggering 94%. And this made me really reflect on my own personal use of using discount and voucher codes. And I don't know about you, but if I'm searching around, I found the product, I've done my research, I think I'm going to buy the product, I've gone through the e-commerce process, added it to my basket, put my details in, and you're doing everything. You get to that confirmation point where it comes up and says redeem discount voucher or enter discount voucher code here. And here's the point. I don't know about you, but at that point, the very next thing I do is do a quick Google search and look for a voucher code for that site. And I wouldn't say I've got anywhere near 100%, but maybe something like 25% of the time, a little bit of searching around, you find a forum, someone's posted the link, try one out, doesn't work. And here's the skinny. When you try a code out and it works, for that glimmer of a moment, especially the first time it happens, you feel like an absolute class A hacker, some form of black hat hacker who's just managed to get themselves into some military grade network. And from a marketing point of view, what you have to realise whilst you're so smug at your own brilliance, the fact that you've just saved yourself a percent or some discount, that having done that, there is absolutely no way I'm going to bail out of that shopping basket at that point, because I feel like I've already won. And I think that's a really, really powerful lesson for everyone to learn in marketing. And I'm sure there are people out there who are thinking or thought about discount codes and are possibly thinking, well, all we're doing is giving away our margin. But as I've blogged about before, I've certainly posted about before, the thing about online, it's all there for the testing. You can have if you've got the right technology, you've got the right infrastructure in place, you can be careful who you release those voucher codes to. Maybe only release the voucher codes initially to existing customers, or try a specific channel partner and someone that you can do a very specific test. But do an A-B test. Test what happens when you have a voucher code and when you don't. And if you're going to do it big time, what you need to know is that you're going to need to get those vouchers published. And maybe as a follow-up, I'll talk about some of the big voucher sites out there that do a really quick job of proliferating and sharing vouchers around. Anyway, that's pretty much it for now. Apart from, I shared this with one of my clients today, or maybe yesterday, when I first started talking about this, and he pretty much went for it straight away. We added a voucher code onto his site, and that's the Win a New Life website. Entrepreneur Andrew Paul giving away his life. It's £20 a ticket, get a chance to win his house, his car, and Aston Martin and various other parts. And he's perfectly happy for me to share a voucher, which is 3-for-1, and that's all it is. winanewlife.com voucher 3-for-1. Please don't think this was all about a shameless plug. He's a client, he deserves good things to happen to him, but I hope you genuinely got something interesting out of this little blog.